spangled banner yet wave. O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. Dr. Jones was a learned man, a man of the Enlightenment. He believed that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that amongst these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thomas Jefferson, nothing is more certainly written in the book of fate than that these people are to be free. Said his good friend Thomas Jefferson, nor is it less certain that the two races equally free cannot live in the same government. And so emancipation remained a theory, discussed at length by gentlemen over cigars and wine after dinners served to them by their slaves. Side of the British in the War of 1812. Hell of a choice for a man to fight as a blood soldier in a war that was not his, or to stay in chains, working another man's land, living in fear that he would be separated from his family. The greatest of all terrors, a sail to the deep south. And I can tell you, a sail was worse than a flogging a million times over. Why, a man can be flogged again and again and his back would heal. But when his family was ripped apart, his heart would never heal. It would bleed forevermore.
Business, my relief.
Manor house, where his master slept on the finest linens next to his not so benevolent ivory skinned wife. Out the back door was the river of freedom. A hell of a choice for a man. So he prayed and he sang.
Hello, 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 hello.
Some slaves nurtured the African tradition of conjuring, whilst others felt Jesus grip their souls.
Hello, hello.
But it didn't matter how he caught the spirit.
Hello.
Said Nathaniel, all I know is when a person sings, sings loud from his heart, pussy gets strong inside.
Hello.
Strong inside, the spirit arrests you. When the spirit arrests you, you have to dance. When we sing and dance, Lord, it makes us strong. And the spirit arrests us. Nobody knows me better than that. then 2 years into that second war of independence, came a proclamation from the British Royal Navy Commander-in-Chief himself, Sir Alexander Cochrane. Said he, whereas many persons now resident in the United States have expressed a desire to withdraw therefrom with a view of entering into His Majesty's service, this is therefore to give notice that all who may be disposed to emigrate from the United States will be received on board His Majesty's ships. God save the King, said the benevolent Dr. Jones to his good friend Thomas Jefferson. Those poor Negroes think the British are going to set them free. How quickly they have forgotten the fine promises of the last war, after which they were shipped off to Jamaica. Jones to his boy Nat, how much better off you are here working for me. So imagine his shock and bewilderment when, just like that, his boy Nat bolted. Down the River of Freedom, down the Patuxent, and out into the Chesapeake Bay. And imagine his shock and dismay when his boy Nat returned with British soldiers and burned that plantation down to the ground!
Oh,
Nathaniel had returned for his wife Sally and his little baby John. Sally and little John John. And another 10 to boot. Said Nathaniel,
"We were brave, Lord, but we were not free. So we sang and we prayed and we bolted down the river of freedom."